Bob Morrissey, who runs the National Watermelon Association, recently attended a bioenergy conference in Georgia.
And there was a brand new Ford F-150 that was powered by ethanol made from watermelon.
Now, this was sort of a little demo, a little stunt, but as far as making it practical, turning watermelon into ethanol?
There is a future in it. We still have to do some homework on the logistics portion. And the economics portion is what's in it for the farmer or what's in it for the shipper.
And university researchers have been contracted to work out these issues, and indeed,
our initial idea is to get a test project going in Florida and a test project going in Georgia and then see how those work. And then we can branch out to other major producing states like Indiana, the Maryland-Delaware area, the Carolinas, Texas, California.
Now, melons to ethanol may not turn out to be practical at all, but Morrissey says,
you've got to at least try. And if it doesn't work out, then that's fine, but at least you tried.
And they're going to try, too. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.